Welcome to Get a Life Balanced, where we share real tips how to make, not find, time for those you love, those you don't, and yourself. So let's welcome your host, author and speaker, Cheryl Nicholson.
Hey, I am so excited to be back, and thank you all of you who have been emailing me at Cheryl, S-H-E-R-Y-L, at Cheryl.com. I got a great email from Jeffrey who said he has made a commitment after taking that life balance assessment, and realized that his weakest area was spending time with his family. So he's really committed and excited for the session on how to spend more time to what we call legacy living, making a difference with your kids and the people you love. He sent me an email and said, you know, I spend so much time at AutoZone as a manager, and I spend weekends there. I spend a lot of hours there as I'm building my team. And it seems like every time I am doing something with the family, I miss an opportunity at work. And that's all about setting your mind up and really communicating, having a good communication process in place so that when you are away, you have delegated responsibility to your other team members so you can go away and get a life balanced. So I'm excited to have him on board and listening each time the session comes out. And thank you for emailing. Anytime you have questions or you have input or suggestions, keep sending those and I'll share with the audience. Also, I've got some, I think, great news. I've got some individuals from different types of lifestyles that are going to come in and talk about what their particular challenge is, and then we'll talk live about what's working for them and give them real life tips, because you know what? I know they're not the only one dealing with this issue. One is a friend of mine who has two children. She actually has twins, and she has a divorced husband that she partners with in child rearing those twins while she's also building her business. And so she has some specific questions that she'd love to get answered here. So I look forward to those types of questions, answer periods coming up in our other sessions. Today, we're going to talk about how you can't have it all. What did I say? Yeah, you know, the newspaper articles that you see all the time. You can have it all. You can be it all. And I'm here to tell you that is not true. I am an avid believer that you cannot have it all. Now, before you get upset and turn me off here, just listen a little bit further. You know, one of the great things about living in this decade is the Joneses are dead. Well, what do I mean by that? No longer do we have that urge to climb up the neighbor's fence to evaluate and compare our automobiles, our spouses, children, career, finances, or marriage to everybody else's. Now, that's a true blessing. We have advanced much further than our grandparents and parents even did. We don't have to keep up with the Joneses. Now, there's another advantage. We can openly get help from all sorts of places: books, audios, podcasts, videos. The internet's loaded with any answer to any question we might have. I was recently talking at a healthcare convention, and we discussed how physicians are now coming in contact with patients who have downloaded their symptoms, their diagnosis, and possible treatments, and then brought them in and basically brought them in on their first visit. So it's a challenge for the physicians today to accept that he or she can't know it all and will be questioned about the health decisions that are made. So just think about this. I mean, self-help books, they've only been around since the 1940s. That means our grandparents and parents, they often had to fend for themselves, and often from a weak knowledge base and very embarrassed to share information. Today, insurance is available for mental as well as physical needs, from marriage, drug, and career counseling to overeating, depression, and blending families. Seldom is a stigma attached in finding and then taking or talking about getting help. Thousands of companies have psychologists on site to help with the stresses of today. I remember when I started my business over 30 years ago, and I went into a president's office to talk about getting a seminar on life balance. I was most often told, hey, we're not interested in anybody's personal life around here. We just want them to work harder and be more productive. Can you increase sales? Can you speak on that? That's really true. Today, life balance is my most requested topic when my phone rings, because companies are now getting it. You can't be a success at work and a failure at home, and vice versa. And the skills, of course, are transferable. Effective communication, negotiation techniques, and teaming, they're all skills necessary to building a successful personal life as well as a career. And yet there's rain in this cloud of silver lining. I mean, since we do have the ability to read and research, sometimes the knowledge and choices for our life are just plain overwhelming. I just left this morning a networking event called Amazing Women. And I asked this woman, so how can I help you? What's your business? And she said, I don't know what my business is. And I said, what do you mean? She said, well, I have this chasing the shiny little, you know, new object syndrome. And the really great thing is she's not the only one that has that issue. Somebody said, well, I think I have ADD. My question is, who doesn't? We have so many choices today that it can be overwhelming. Oftentimes I see people and they look off like deer in headlights. My grandmother used to say, choices can be a bad thing. I remember when I was going through my divorce, I asked her what she felt was the secret to marriage longevity in her day. And she answered quickly and confidently. She said, expectations. What? She said, honey, when I was a young woman, you married to get a roof put over your head. If your husband picked up his socks, that was bonus. A man married to have what was under the roof taken care of. And if you were a great mother and an excellent cook, well, that was a bonus. And then she continued, I wouldn't want to be a young woman today. She said, your expectations on yourself are way too high and for everybody else. I know, you know what? I think there's a lot to say about that. My children were raised that a job didn't have gender attached to it. They could be cooks, firefighters, work in retail, sales, an attorney, or really president of the United States. I remember my daughter Mia when she was a senior in high school, and she came home in tears the day of graduation, saying, everybody knows what they want to be when they leave school, except for me. I don't know what I want to be, Mom. There's just too many choices out there. And when she said that, I heard my grandmother's voice about choices and today. Today, we live in a time of great opportunity. We believe our possibilities are limitless. We can have it all, do it all, be it all. Is that reality? I don't think so. In fact, I know it's not. The American worker is working 30 days more a year today than they were just 3 years ago. According to a survey by Families and Work Institute, the average time spent at a full-time job has risen from 43.6 to 47.1 hours per week. 13% in the workforce are working 2 to 3 part-time jobs. In 1950, 1 out of 5 families could say both parents worked, where today the number has increased to 4 out of 5. The Bureau of Statistics reports that since 1985, paid vacation time has declined along with sick days. Boomers have thinned the line between work and home. Much of our leisure time is spent producing goods and services for our own use. From home-baked bread to home remodeling, the separation between work and leisure is constantly shifting. You know, one of the great advantages to owning my own business is the opportunity to get out with the public during the day. And I remember this trip to Home Depot to pick up a drill bit. And in line stood a guy with 7 gallons of paint. So I looked over to him and I said, hey, you must be taking on a big project. And he said, yes, I'm painting my house. And so I asked, so how long do you think that'll take? And he said, very sadly, my entire vacation. Seriously. Take a head count in your office and see how many of your coworkers actually left the office today for lunch. If they did, then ask them if they really ate lunch while they were on the run doing errands. Technology has been a great thing, but watch the next time you're at a restaurant and a cell phone rings. How many people grab their phones? I had one gentleman in my audience in Tucson at a convention with Pitney Bowes, and he said, the problem with technology is you can no longer be out of reach. Even on vacation, customers and staff have the expectation that they should be able to get a hold of you. So how are you going to get away? So if we can have it all, be it all, do it all in our lives? Do you think that's possible? I shout a resounding no. Instead, here's what I believe. Life is a buffet table of choices. Let me paint you a mental picture. Picture life as a buffet table. Each of us are given at birth a plate, which grows with our age and empowerment. Now, on our buffet table of life, we have many things to choose from, whether to marry or remain single, have or not have kids, many choices in the career area, finances, spirituality, friends, community involvement, politics, personal health, yoga, meditation, exercise. You understand where I'm going with this. Today, you may pick and choose anything from that table. But wait a minute. With every choice, there'll be a price tag attached. Wow, I forgot that. I'll give you an example about that with Zig Ziglar as soon as we come back from our break. See you on the other side.
When it comes to promoting a business or service, business owners think handling this on their own will save them time and money. They go online, spend hours researching for the lowest price, and end up with a box of items they have no idea what to do with. And that's a true waste of time and money. Promotional products can deliver a huge bang for your buck. When you work with a promotional products distributor, like Blue Dot Promotional Marketing, you leave the time-consuming research up to us. We work with these products every day and can help you match the right product to your business and budget, freeing you up to spend time on your business and with your family. Most importantly, you'll have a plan for your promotional products and make them work for you. So give us a call at Blue Dot Promotional Marketing, 813-977-1056, or find us on the web at bluedotpromos.com.
Now, even though you're not a professional speaker, I bet you can relate to this case study, this personal example. I never like to say story because people might think that's fictional, and I don't make up things, so whatever I share with you is the truth. So for years, I would be so disappointed that my name was not as recognizable as my friend Zig Ziglar. I mean, say yes if you recognize who Zig Ziglar is. Let me hear you. That's what I thought. So what was I doing wrong, man? I was beating myself up. I've been in business. I'm published nationally. Hey, I'm a guest on television and radio. I'm in 2 Chicken Soup for the Soul books. So what's wrong with this picture? So I took the opportunity to sit down with Zig Ziglar at a national speakers convention, and I asked him a question. And I asked him, you know, how did you build your business? How did you get so successful, Zig? And you know what he told me? He said he had built his business by being on the road over 200 days a year for years. The price tag. You know, I had never inquired about that before. And now that I knew it, hey, I wasn't willing to pay that price. I assertively took that goal off my plate. And it was so incredibly liberating. I now define my business success completely independent of Zig Ziglar. So remember when I asked you to define success? Once you understand what that definition is and what the price tag is for your choices, it'll make you feel a lot more empowered. So here are some questions. What do you really want in life? And what is the price tag attached? Every choice in life has a price tag. Are you willing to pay the price? That's the next big question. Are you really willing to pay the price? If you decide you want children in your life, is there a price tag attached to that? Absolutely. If you decide to get married, is there a price tag attached to that? Absolutely. If you decide not to get married, there's a price tag. If you decide to lose weight, there's a price tag. Not to lose weight, there's a price tag. I think what has happened to us is we have forgotten to ask, what's the price and am I willing to pay the price? So today, here's your strategy. Define your success ask yourself, what do you really want in life? Determine what the cost is, and then ask yourself, are you willing to pay the price? Once you make that decision, your life gets better and more confidently in balance. I'll see you at the next session. Remember, success is always in your hands.
You've been listening to Get a Life, Balance with Cheryl Nicholson. If you would like booking information, contact her at www.getalifebalance.com or email cheryl@cheryl.com. Share your ideas and join her Life Balance community on facebook.com/getalifebalance. Now download the next session for more real tips that work.